go back to our discussion. We have a few more minutes for a few more calls. And today we're focusing on the announcement made by the National Elections Commission yesterday that the runoff date is on December 26th, immediately after the Christmas celebration, December 25th. What do you make of that date? And where is your voting card? We have somebody on the line. Your morning. Okay, you're really killing the groove up in here. Can you turn your radio down, please?
I'm very sorry.
Okay, thank you for being sorry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you ever so much. Good morning, my beautiful sister. Good. My name is Amadou Sekou Jabate, and I'm calling you this morning from Vanjaman City, Lofa County.
And good morning, my handsome brother. My name is Yere Alice. I'm talking to you from Monrovia.
Thank you ever so much.
So let's hear from you.
Well, my sister Ide, the topic is very, you know, beautiful this morning. And let me add my voice to the Benin voices that called this morning as relates to the announcement of result. And, you know, the announcement of the ongoing, you know, election.
Yes, they did set for the runoff election.
Fine. For me, I have a very descending view on it. My brother stated, Amara Fofana. You know, there were so many counts. I think we have about 8 counts that the Supreme Court gave to the National Election Commission head that this issue about election is very cardinal and it deals with the life of the Liberian people. You know, you have to clean up the FRR as relates to other documents that you need to produce for the Liberian people. This has not been done, and you came out announcing the date of election. And in taking this thing into consideration, you said on the 26th of this month, right after the Christmas, you know, other Liberians will not be by themselves that day. Other people will travel to go and speak to, you know, family members. We go and celebrate the Christmas with family members and other stuff. And then you come out and say that this election will be held on the 26th of this month. How will you do that? It's telling us that more people will not participate in the election, and which, of course, will not be good.
You really think so?
I'm very sure. People will not turn up, my sister.
But from you know, what I've observed is like people saying that, you know, whatever they did is, you know, we'll still go to the polls and vote. We tire waiting and we want to move on.
You know what other people are saying different things. If the date was a very, you know, beautiful day set up by the National Election Commission, people, you know, who have gone there and really vote. But other people will travel. What time they will come and where you register there, where you're supposed to go and vote. And you come up with this specific date. It is not good for the Democrats. It's not good for the Liberian people.
But these people might just decide to pack their bags, get all their food and drinks and everything, and go and spend a Christmas up there, wherever, and stay there right after they stay there and vote. Don't you think so?
I don't think so. I don't really think so.
Because like you say, this is very cardinal. This is very important. So I don't think they will want to play with it, you know, for this one time. They might just decide and say, look, you know, I have my card. I have to vote. This is very important to me and my future generation. So let us just go and spend the Christmas on that side, and we'll just stay there. The next day we'll vote, and then we'll be on our way home.
This will be important to everybody. I think the National Election Commission has should have come up with different dates. The tolerances will not be feasible for the Liberian people. As you listen to the Lofa County Senator, Senator Tengbe, he stated a similar thing. He said that the national legislature was not consulted, and which, of course, he's supposed to do that. He's supposed to see a lot of things before coming up with the date. He just sat down and come up with that, you know, unilateral decision, come up with the date that the Liberian people are supposed to go on the tolerances to go vote. What that for?
Okay, so we don't want to identify the problem. So how do we work around this? How do we solve this?
The problem is that
the solution,
the Liberian people that are supposed to be involved into the, you know, election matter, are supposed to sit down along with James, you know, Jerome Kokoya, to set a very good date for the Liberian people so that people will turn out to really vote.
Okay.
If they really want for Liberian people to vote, let them, you know, postpone that date. Let them come up with a specific date, a good date for the Liberian people, so that everybody will be involved. Everybody will participate in decision making of this national election thing.
Okay, so we're all of time, but where's your voting card?
Oh, right now, as I'm speaking to you, I have a back there. Everywhere that I go, I have my voting card in it.
So you know,
as far as we are concerned right now, you and myself talking, I have my voting card with me.
And you don't think that somebody could jack that back bag? It's on your back. It's called back bag.
No, that back bag is my hat.
All right. Thank you for calling, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Do have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
All right. So on that note, we end our discussion this morning, and we have been focusing on the announcement made by the National Elections Commission yesterday that the date set for the runoff elections is December 26th, the day following Christmas Day year in Liberia and the world over. And also, I've been finding out from you where have you placed your voting card, if you know where it is. And I've had a lot of positive responses from our participants this morning. Of course, one or two disagree with the date set, saying that all of the things that the Supreme Court put forth to the National Elections Commission should have been dealt with before coming up with the date set for the runoff elections. Thanks to all of you. Well, tomorrow morning, Josephine Obudu will be here with another discussion, and you can be a part of it also. With time fast spent, let's quickly go to our stories making headlines around the world. The UN has warned of a rise in trafficking of the synthetic opioid Tramadol across West Africa, as one official revealed it is being found in the pockets of suicide bombers. Seizures of the drug have skyrocketed since 2013 from 300 kilograms to more than 3 tons a year, the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime said. In September, 3 million pills in UN local boxes were found in Niger. The opioid is known to be popular with Islamist militants Boko Haram. The pills, which can be legally prescribed as painkillers, are thought to be used to calm the would-be attackers, with The Guardian previously reporting the terrorist group stuff it into deaths, which they then feed to children before sending them to their deaths. We move on. Duke Jones has become the first Democrat in 25 years to win a U.S. Senate seat for Alabama after a bitter campaign against Republican Roy Moore. His unexpected victory deals a blow to President Donald Trump, who backed Mr. Moore and narrows the Republican majority in the Senate to 59 to 49. Mr. Moore has so far refused to concede. All votes have now been counted. One of the largest annual pilgrimages in Latin America has been marred this year by the death of at least 11 pilgrims. The truck they were traveling in crashed on a motorway between Mexico City and Puebla. The victims were among an estimated 7 million pilgrims who traveled to Mexico City to honor the Virgin of Guadalupe, the country's patron saint. A further 12 people were taken to hospital. European governments are knowingly complicit in the torture and abuse of refugees and migrants in Libya, Amnesty International has alleged. In an effort to stem migration, the EU is actively supporting a system of abuse and exploitation on Libyan shores, the group said in a report. EU funds are going to authorities working with militias and people smugglers, the report says. The EU said its work to help migrants made things better, not worse. It has provided ships, training, and funding to the Libyan Coast Guard. Libya is the main thoroughfare for migrants trying to reach Europe. Arrivals in Italy, the main destination for boat crossings, fell sharply following the provision of EU funds to the Libyan Coast Guard. And a baby born with her heart outside her body has survived after surgery at Glenfield Hospital in Leicester. Vanellope Hope Wilkins, who has no breastbone, was delivered 3 weeks ago by cesarean section. She has had 3 operations to place her heart back in her chest. The condition ectopia cordis is extremely rare, with only a few cases per million births, of which most are stillborn. The hospital says it knows of no other case in the UK where the baby has survived. And for more of these stories, you can listen to our annual radio news bulletins throughout the day. thank you for being a part of your morning today, Wednesday, December 13, 2017. My name is Yede Allison. Coming up shortly, news update at 8 from Anmil Radio Newsroom. And tomorrow morning, do join Josephine Obodu with a fresh edition of the program. Do have a safe and wonderful day.